is the classic rock station. 100.5 WYMG, Chatham, Springfield.
Let's get you another news update. WYMG with Lynch and Liz. It is 7:08. What's going on?
Well, we do know that the Grain Belt Express Power Line developers have now named their prices. Developers of that power line that would go across Illinois just south. OMG.
And what was it last night? Was it the Springfield Hall of Fame?
Springfield Sports Hall of Fame banquet.
Sports Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah, the tickets, it was pretty much a sold-out event. They had over 700 people, and Justin Allgaier was speaking. He was the featured speaker.
The featured speaker, got it.
I wonder inducted a few people into the Springfield Sports Hall of Fame.
What if he drove there?
Yeah, I don't know.
The race car, I mean. We heard you coming, Justin. Nice to see you tonight. By the way, let's go to the NHL real quick. Red Wings and Tampa Bay Lightning, Game 7. Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17. 100.5 WYMG, Springfield's Classic Rock. It is 7:21 with Lynch and Liz. 43 degrees. We're going to top out around 70 today. Shower possible overnight tonight. Sunshine returns tomorrow. Going to be in mid to upper 60s, very close to that 70-degree mark. And then sunshine 70 on Friday. Sunshine in 80s for the weekend.
Nice.
Maybe another chance of rain late Saturday night into Sunday, but that's about it. But,
I don't care.
No, I don't either.
Looks love the sunshine.
Absolutely fantastic. Boy, we've been talking a lot, and everybody, the video has gone viral. Boy, I saw it yesterday on Facebook. 6 million hits, something like that. Crazy.
The mom?
This Tonya basically is the mom of the Baltimore, looks
kid.
Like teenager.
Yeah. I'm guessing he'd come out of school. He still had his book bag on his back.
Yeah, and she
dragged him from the riots and was smacking him.
First thing I did when I saw it was, I saw it, and I didn't turn the audio up, and I hope there's audio. And I turned that up, and, oh, man. Boy, I remember when I was a kid doing stupid stuff, as kids do.
Did your mom pull you away from something and embarrass you publicly?
Yeah, I remember we had to run some errands or something.
Did you deserve it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Before you even tell what it was?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I totally did. And I learned from it,
Yeah.
It was one of those deals where we were running some errands and we had to go to the drugstore or something. So on the checkout, I grabbed a pack of gum and I stuck it in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
So stupid me, we're just pulling out of the parking lot, mom just turns the corner, and I'm like, look what I got. She goes, where'd you get that? I took it.
Oh, so you were a little
and I was
then,
and I was proud of that. I took it.
And nobody saw me.
No one saw me, and no one caught me. Oh, boy, that was screeching to the brakes, turns it around.
She pulled your hoodie off and your mask off and dragged you back in?
And she grabbed me. She grabbed me by the shirt. It might have been the ear, too. I don't recall. It was painful. I remember that.
Yes.
And I had to march right up there and tell them what I had done.
Oh, yeah. Get her.
Any one instance where she went over the top a little more than another that you can share?
I don't remember. I don't remember any one instance. I think my whole teenage years, my mother was mad at me.
77 Rock, 77 Roll. If your mom has ever taken you publicly,
the time to stop in. Enjoy the.
There's some shady people in those riots there in Baltimore. And boy, she was verbally going at him. She was trying to tear his hoodie off and everything else. So he got us thinking, okay, what did you do as a kid? And everybody did stupid stuff when they were kids that your mom took you to task.
In public.
Yep. Now, there was no Facebook and video back then, but I'm telling you, some of the shaming that your mom could do was just as bad as that. So 787 Rock, 787 Roll. What do you got?
I've got a great one for you.
Uh-oh.
When we were little, me and my brother snuck into the closet and got a bag of pennies and went down to the local store that sold penny candy.
Ooh.
We thought we were kings.
Yeah.
Except the lady who owned the store knew my parents, and all the pennies were wheat pennies.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So we got caught.
Oh.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
And did your mother come down to the store?
I'm sorry?
Did your parents come down to the store?
Oh, yeah. Oh. We had to go back down there because she called my parents and knew that we had gotten these pennies. And she called my parents, and my brother and I both had to go down there. And she gave all the pennies back, but we had to apologize, and it was a big public spectacle, and we were embarrassed and probably grounded forever at the time.
Paper Tramp and Goodbye Stranger, 100.5 WIMG, Springfield's Classic Rock, Lynch and Liz, 736. We're taking your public shaming stories. Boy, that mom in Baltimore really just gone viral with the video of her just taking a licking to her son who was trying to get involved in those riots with another group of kids. And it just started it because as kids, we've all done something like that where mama was not happy. And boy, we either got dragged back to a store or something like that. 787-ROCK, 787-ROLL. You got one for us?
Yeah, Robbie Robert from Robert's Seafood Market. How you doing?
Hey, wonderful. Robbie. How are you? How's the crab this morning?
It's great.
So
I got a real good one.
Okay, tell us who did the shaming and who was shamed.
Well, my mother did it to me. I was 6 years old, and we were going to Myers Brothers department store downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And I had, back then, I had cowboy and Indians was a big deal, and I had a gun and holster, and I didn't have any little bullets in my, plastic bullets in my holster. As I walked by a mannequin in Myers Brothers, I saw this mannequin had these little bullets in his holster.
Yeah.
So I popped them out of there, put them in my pocket, brought them home, put them in my holster, and walked up to my mom and killed her.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, where'd you get those? I said, well, the Myers Brothers mannequin had them.
Oh.
And I didn't realize that she knew Al Myers socially, and she proceeded to call him on the phone.
Oh, God.
And I got on the phone with Al Myers and had to tell him what I did and took the bullets back the next day.
Oh, my. Did you? Oh, gosh. And so did you ever shoplift again?
No way. No way. At 6 years old, those lessons are... You never forget them.
No, you don't. No.
You really don't.
Thank you so much for sharing, Robbie.
You bet. You bet. Good luck, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks,
you
Robbie.
Too. Don, how did you shame your kid?
Well, I was on Christmas Eve, and he fed the dogs it was one of his chores.
Yeah.
We had some old eggs that were outdated, and I take these out and give them to the dog. And he kept coming back in just a giggling. What in the world are you doing? I went out there after about the third trip. Well, he was throwing them at the neighbor's garage. And this is on Christmas Eve now.
Nice.
I take him over. I take him next door. I make him knock on the door, tell the lady what he'd done. He tells her, and the next morning, before you get to open presents or anything else, you got to go clean that wall.
Yeah.
And that's what he had to do. And he wasn't happy with it. But that's what he did.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. All right, Lynch and Liz here to the YMG. Let's grab one more here real quick. YMG, hi, you're on with Lynch and Liz. Have you ever been shamed by your mom publicly?
No, but I am a mom that did the shaming.
Oh, geez, what'd you do?
We'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
My son was always the class clown, and he was always in trouble. The principal and teachers knew me by first name. And one day, I had just gotten all of my teeth pulled. I was getting dentures.
Okay.
I was at home, getting ready for work, something. My hair was blow dry, frizzy, and I was in the middle of curling. I had about two curls on my head, and I got a call from the school that he had been in trouble again. So at that point, I had enough. I went with my frizzy hair, two curls on the top of my head, and no teeth.
Yeah.
I did into his school and marched around until I found his classroom. I heard one of his friends, they knew me. They said, oh, William, there's your mom. I came into the classroom, stood him up, and spoke to the whole class, told him, William thinks he's a clown. William is not a clown. I can all assure you nothing will be funny when we get home today.
Oh.
Yes, I embarrassed him with no teeth, frizzy hair, two curls on the top of my head in front of the whole class.
I love it.
That's it.
Oh, you're fantastic.
It's Journey in Separate Ways, 100.5 WIMG, Springfield's Classic Rock, 752, Lynch and Liz. Sunny and 70 today, sunny and 60 tomorrow, sunny and 70 on Friday, sunny and 80s through the weekend. There you go. That's the quick synopsis right there. It looks great. 43 degrees now at WIMG with Lynch and Liz. Now we're going to start off clips. Here, let me run the little thing.
They said it, we play it. Lynch and Liz Clips, brought to you by E.E. Thomas Garage. Don't monkey around. Trust is a must.
I air another phone call from another person who was shamed, but
okay,
before
but
I do that...
That's a clip.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But, well, here's the clip that'll lead into the clip, because here's the audio of Tanya from Baltimore.
Okay.
You ready for this? Here we go.
Get out here doing this damn Get the out here. Get out of my head, man. Did you hear what I said?
Here.
All arms flying. Last half an hour we were talking about this. Were you shamed by your mom? And here's a mom that did the flip-flop on it. What's going on?
Well, actually, it was I did this to my son.
Oh, good.
Good for you, Mom.
My son was in kindergarten, and apparently him and another little boy decided to give the finger to some construction workers.
Ooh.
And, yeah, they got in big trouble from the school bus driver. I got a telephone call from the principal, and I assured the principal I would take care of that as soon as he got home from school. And I loaded him up in the car and took him right back to where those construction workers were working. And I got out with him, and we walked right up to those construction workers, big, huge men. And that little 5-6-year-old boy apologized to those men and cried all the way back to the car.
Oh, boy. How did the construction workers take it, though?
I turned around to walk back to the car, and I looked back, and they were rolling laughing.
they gave me the thumbs up.
Yeah. And they just thought that was pretty cool.
You know why they were rolling? Because at some point in their childhood, they went through that same thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and my son never, ever got in trouble on the bus again.
Good for you, Mom. All right, let's switch gears here a little bit. Jurassic World is the new movie that's coming out. This is another sequel to Jurassic Park. This one, the trailer got leaked, and somebody had some fun with it. Here, I'll just play it for you.
Every time we've unveiled a new attraction, attendance has spiked.
You just went and made a new dinosaur? Probably not a good idea.
We're talking about an animal here.
A highly intelligent animal.
We have an asset out of containment.
I love you. I love you. It's a relationship.
I was thinking about that kind of dinosaur. Jurassic World is going to be opening June 12th, and it's going to be in 3D, by the way.
All right. That was good. That totally caught me. And all right, we've got one more now. We're going to talk about Baltimore, more importantly, the Baltimore Orioles. And Conan O'Brien takes a little swipe and at my beloved team as well. Here's Conan wrapping things up.
Due to civil unrest in Baltimore, tomorrow's game between the Orioles and the White Sox will be played to an empty stadium. They're going to empty the whole stadium, yeah. When asked for comment, players on the Milwaukee Brewers said, "You get used to it."